Blog Talk Radio. Hello, can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Okay. This is amazing how the first show I am doing, let me see.
Susan? We can hear you. Yes, we can finally hear you.
OMG, I'm going to cry.
Everyone in chat is now saying, yes, we can hear you. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I had a call in using everyone. If you can't understand me too well, Skype isn't working. Their direct isn't working. And now they've got me on phone. So, BTR, I hope you're hearing this. I'm not happy, but I am going to continue in love and light. So I am so excited. Did anybody, I gave a whole speech, Susan, about how, what happened to me and about negative and positive energy. Did everybody in chat hear that?
Well, I've been trying on chat. I've been trying to say that Mercury retrograde hasn't even started since the 30th. So it's got to be that you are just so excited about the show today that you have just blown all the transmitters out.
Well, I will tell you, yes, and obviously not my phone, but I have to tell you, I want to thank everybody for staying with me. I did give everybody, I wanted to tell, Susan, I wanted to tell everybody about what happened to me this summer. And so if I don't tell everybody what happened to me this summer because of this, I will tell everybody I am so glad to be back. I'm so happy to be back on the show. And thank you for sticking with me and staying with me. And I did not leave the show because I wanted to take a rest. I would never take a rest from all of you or my show. I just had to
work herself to death for you.
That's right. But the thing is that I really, I'm going to see if I can put in some earphones here, but I really, really had some family issues that I had to, resolve. I had, my daughter was moving and graduating. My son went away. My daughter had surgery. It went from one thing to another, but I played a lot of my episodes. I've had 500, Susan. Do you know I have 500 and like 75 episodes on.
Oh, my God. Has it been that long, or did you just do those in 1 week?
I only wish, but I have to tell you, and he's not here, but I wanted to, I was telling everybody that, Jay completed an unbelievable journey of the soul, and I'm so excited for him, and, Little Fairy and Pat and everybody who has sent me notes, and I want to tell you thank you so much. But, Susan, one of the things I was talking about, and I'm so glad you're on and running chat, is that
Did I have a choice?
Well,
when you get a text, I haven't even had coffee yet. You have to remember, she lives on the East Coast. I live in California, so I'm 3 hours behind her. When she's still all up above and bubbly, I haven't even opened my eyes yet. I get a text like, help, nobody's in chat. I can't get, help me with this. And it's like, not till I get my coffee. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I thank you so much because I we need somebody in chat. It always helps. And it was the first show, and I had a lot more callers, and I thank everybody who has stayed with me. I did give the lecture about energy, Susan, and we were talking about this, and this is what really I wanted to, I was telling everybody the difference between a negative and a positive reader, and some readers read your fears. We read your hopes and dreams and wishes and what's to be
We've seen some examples, major examples of that in the last month because everyone is just been being hit so hard with this Saturn energy, which thank God we're coming out of it this month. And finally, yes. But the last month has been the tail end of it, and we have been pounded. And a lot of readings are picking up on all the fears of someone. And so they're not coming out like real positive because the reader is picking up on that also.
Yes, and you know, Susan, like we, you know, we're pretty seasoned. We're pretty seasoned peeps, readers, and energy workers and light workers. And for us, we know the difference. But really, who it's really hit, and I hope that if you're listening and this has happened to you, we want to hear about it, is that people who are the more desperately you're afraid of failing in life or getting what you want or not really seeing a great future, these people read. And they read your fears. And some people, and especially the young people, they don't understand that energy. And so it really wreaks havoc and damage to anybody that is exposed to that kind of reading. And that's why you will not find any of those readers on our show. I won't even put them on the show, but
if they're having a bad time themselves, oh my God, then you've got, you know, two fears coming together and it's a disaster.
Yeah. So everybody, I want everybody to know, and a lot of people get readings, a lot of people go to different places for them. If you find that that's what's happening to you, Susan and I both stopped the reading. Susan has had that happen, and somebody I know has had that happen. You just say stop right there.
Oh yeah, I've just walked out. Yeah, just said, no, I'm sorry, but you, not one positive word has come out of your mouth. I'm out of here. You know.
Yeah, and because life is about moving forward and about karmic energy and about love. And I can't tell you how here's a good example of somebody who reads in fear. So most young people, you know, they want to get married, whichever sex you are, you want to get married, they want to have children, they want to do well in life. So a negative reader will tell you, oh, you're never going to meet anybody, you're never going to have children, you're never going to, you know, do this, you're never going to do that. Beware and leery of anyone who says that, because we're not on this earth to do that. So I only want to warn you, because Susan ran into it, and I've run into it, and that was shocking to me. That's why, you know, if you're on this show.
It's that Saturn energy. The tail end of that Saturn energy is just really pounding on. We're at on the last house, with the 12th house, which is the house of difficulties and challenges, and it's like
an undoing.
Yes. And it's like, so you know, you're running into people that are giving you, if you're looking for advice, that they're going, you know, forget it, you're over it, you might as well accept, you know, you're not ever going to find anybody, just be happy with, you know, the way things are. It's like, what, you know, or it's like, you know, your business is never going to take off, you need to find another career, you know. And it's like, I mean, when you take someone's hope away, you can make suggestions and say, well, have you tried this? Or, you know, if you keep on trying and hitting a brick wall, maybe it's time to change. But, you know, you don't just go run them over with a Mack truck and say, you know, you're done. You know, I mean.
I mean, you know, I, both you and I laugh, Susan, but we do know people who, if they were told that information, we do know people.
Oh, my God, and they freaked out. I mean, it's just like they were devastated. Yeah, I mean, because they just, you know, their hopes were just shattered.
Yeah, so be careful of those readers. I just wanted to start with that in the end of the summer and the beginning of this new season, and all the juice and energy is going to start back August 1st, which is today, which is why I'm so glad that we're with you. And I told everybody, Susan, so let me tell who's going to be on this week and what we're going to have. Of course, Susan Z, Queen Z, is going to be Grace. I said a great thing about Wednesday. Queen Z is going to be doing, you know, her. We're going to be chatting and doing Akashic Records. And then right after, I have Gregory Scott, which, thank goodness, because you'll be on, doing Midheavens. What are you here for? So we'll be doing like past lives and Akashic records and answering things and chatting. And then we're going to look and see what's in the sky for August, but also he's going to look at your midheaven and what you're here for. And Susan, since you're already on, maybe you're going to get your midheaven done.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
I love to know what you're here for, sister.
I've kind of asked myself that a few times this last year too. Of like, you know, did I like miss the last ride out or what?
No, I know what happened, girlfriend. I think I grabbed you and said, "You're coming, and you're going to do this karmic thing, and we're going to do it together, and you're going to do it one way, and I'm going to do it the other." So I I'm sorry. I promise I won't grab you next time, but you're going to grab me.
Okay.
Well, so, and anyway, I don't traipse anywhere in this universe without my soul family, and you are certainly one of them. So whoever we came for, Susan, or if it's each other, that's great. And Tuesday, tomorrow, I've got my Dumbledore, as well as Susan being my Dumbledore fifth. And that is Jerry Humphreys. And we were supposed to have Jerry on today. He was going to come on to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, what happened to Jerry?
Just like Susan. Well, I think he was on, but then when nothing was coming up and coming out of my mouth, which I was talking for a half an hour straight before I realized nobody heard me.
Well, what else is new?
Well, you know what? When I put you on, I got to tell you something. I put you on a few times and you didn't answer, and I thought, oh, she just doesn't hear me.
The interesting thing is that I could hear you muting me on and muting me off, which, of course, you know I love. It's like, but no, I couldn't hear you. There was no conversation going, but yet I could hear the system was working. I could hear you muting, but no talk.
Well, let me tell you, they're having a problem. Blog Talk, for any of you, I don't know, Bob, if you're having a show right after this. But they're having a trouble with their Skype, which she says is now working, and I don't think so. And they're having problems with their direct connect.
So something's working.
The only thing working is my cell phone. I had a call in with my cell phone, which is like archaic because I'm on a big board in a computer. But any way that I can reach you, you know, I can. Susan, tell everybody what you've been up to because, you know, I mean, today was a day we were chatting away with all the people we love. And if anybody isn't in chat and wants to chat with us, please come on the line. But, Susan, tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, well, let me see. Since the last time that we've been on air, I've started a few projects. Mostly just kind of working, I mean, and spending time around San Francisco, seeing more of San Francisco, spending time with my granddaughter, which is the whole reason why I came out here. And meeting different people and just kind of now that I've been here almost a year, starting to kind of flex my wings a little and get out there and say, well, I'm going to try this or try that. But I wish I had something like great and fabulous to say that, you know, well, I wrote a book during the summer, or I got married during the summer, or I went to Europe for the summer, but unfortunately, no.
join the rest of the crowd. But what I'd like to say is for anybody in chat, and Susan's in chat, is there anybody who had an experience they'd like to share with us about energies and about positive energies at readers and ones that work on your fears and any kind of, any kind of dialogue that we can hear about you? A lot of the people I know that didn't listen to the show this summer because either they've heard it or they have already listened to every rerun I had. And we have some pretty cool shows. I mean, you know, I'm bringing back, I want to tell everybody, I am bringing back some of the authors that I had in May. I was so fascinated with them, some of our gem readers, and I love them because they give you the way. Like, you know, did you hear, Susan, did you ever listen to the show with the Teresa Breedlove? I think it was the one who wrote A Witch's Garden.
It sounds familiar. Yes, yes, I remember you telling me about I think you had them on the show, and they and it was like it was. I was really interested in the difference between, you know, what's the difference between a regular garden and a witch's garden? Is like they're like herbs, or do you bless them, or do you put like, you know, little good luck juju things around them, you know, or, you know, do you make some kind of ritual over them that makes them a witch's garden? I was kind of curious about that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to have her back on, but who I loved is I really, really loved Tom, who was at the end of the show that I didn't even know he was on, but it wasn't my show to begin with. It was his show, and he was so happy to put it on. Mike was somebody who was with me in the very beginning, me and Susan. And he's doing very well. And he asked me if I would help him interview these people. But what I loved and why I'm telling everybody that this, it was on a Saturday night, so I don't know if any of you got to hear it. We did replay it. But the cool news is that they gave you impetuses of how to fix what you need. So when people called in, Susan, and they said, you know, I'm looking for someone, and I don't know that it, you know, what do you see anything coming? Well, the one guest, Tom, gave them the gem that they need to hold and have, you know, that brings and opens the channels for love. And then Teresa, I think I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. I know her last name is Breedlove, gave you the herb that she has in the garden that brings all the energy of bringing love into your life. So I love that because it gives the caller and everybody that was interested what to do, because sometimes answers are not just enough. You have to open the energies.
Well,
you have to,
you know, well, me not being a cook or a gardener, do you have to grow them yourself in order for that to work? Or like if she suggests such, you know, certain herbs, can, you know, like I go to my local farmer's market and do the same thing?
Yes, I think so. I think that the book is called, if anybody wants to read it, it's called A Witch's Garden. I'm not really into like whether you're a witch or a pagan or this or that. I really read energies and I like energies. What I like about it is, and usually when they say a witch's garden, it's all about the earth, Mother Earth. And, you know, that's why when people hear that word, some of them don't like it. But I love this girl. She and one of my girlfriends is a white witch. They work with the energies of the earth to help Mother Earth and to help energy using water.
We're all elemental. I mean, if it wasn't for Gaia, Mother Earth, I mean, she sustains us.
Well, we would have been on Sirius, so maybe we should blame her. No, I'm kidding.
I did write in chat. I don't know whether you've checked in chat, but I fill in everyone about what your new lineup for fall is. And I said that you were going to introduce new guests and talk discussions about everything and anything mystical, spiritual, psychic, ghosts, occult, witchery, UFOs, etc., and also asked anyone if they would like to contribute topics and participate to let you know.
I'd love
and
that. You know, I want
to remind you that we're still going to do reading days too. That it's not, you know, that we're going to have the call in, you know, psychic reading days too. So.
And the thing is that if we're talking on a subject, like, and this is why I love it. We're going to be talking on the subject, and you can call in and talk to us. It's going to be a talking chat show, and if there is something you want to know, we're going to answer it for you, but we're going to answer it in the subject matter. Let's say you want to find out about love, and we're talking about energies and crystals. We're going to give you that answer and what energy and crystal you need and how, you know, what we see for you. So don't think the show is not going to have that. It's just going to be subject matter. And
The good thing about it is that you're going to learn things. It's like if you've been,
yeah.
you know, if you keep on calling into psychics all the time and say, when is love coming in? When is love coming in? What can I do? Well, if Bonnie has someone on that works with crystals and herbs and everything, and you call in and say, you know, when is love going to come in? That person is going to give you a crystal and, you know, to buy a crystal to put under your pillow or to sprinkle some herbs in the corner of your love corner in your bedroom, to open that energy up, to move the energy for you versus of just continually saying when. I mean, it's about, you know, being proactive in inviting that energy in your life. Oh my God, I have the hiccups. I apologize. They just came on me. The hiccups.
I was wondering if we had a clip here. I also have to tell you that that energies have changed, and that's another reason why I think the show had a hiatus and everyone needed to listen to some of the other episodes that I put on. Our energies of all this year are starting to change. As of August 1st, mm-hmm. the big planet Saturn is no longer in Scorpio at all. It left Scorpio in like December.
Big month, September, and like starting September 9th is when everyone's going to start seeing things get better.
And guess what? I'm going to start seeing things again. So I'm going to start seeing them. Now,
promise. not till September 9th, right? That's a given promise. No singing until September 9th.
Seeing things, not singing. Seeing things. I'm going to mute you in a minute. Seeing things. I have a caller on.
Things.
So
I thought you said singing. Oh, my God, my heart went. Ah!
don't think what you don't wish for, because I can sing at any moment. But let's pick up 910 and see if they have anything to add.
Okay.
Hi.
910, you are. Hi. Who am I? Oh, is this? Oh, I think I know. Is this guy from California?
No.
Who am I?
My name is.
That shows you how psychic you are, Bonnie.
Yeah, really. I mean, it was either New York or California, so I'm going to. Where are you? What's your name and where are you from?
My name is John, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
I cannot believe it. Well, you just dispelled all of my stuff, because I thought I knew who was on the phone before I even picked it up. So that just goes to show me that I need to pick up the call first. So did you hear what we were talking about? Don't you laugh, Susan. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to mute you, actually.
Don't you mute me, because I was nice enough to take care of your chat room when I'm haven't even opened my eyes yet and out of bed. So
John, do you hear her? Oh, gosh, we were to have a pity party here. Okay. John, I love North Carolina. Where in North Carolina are you from?
Well, thank God I'm not from here.
Okay. Where are you from? John? You're from where I'd set.
Now, I was born in New Jersey, but I've traveled a lot throughout the country.
New York, New Jersey. First of all, New York and New Jersey are so close to each other. I used to say I was in Jersey, and I used to say I was from New York. So I'm pretty darn good. Okay. So, John, what do you say? Are you metaphysical?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what do you think of negative and positive energy?
What do you mean? What do I think about it? I think...
We only work with positive. On our show, we only work with positive energy, because we have run into people who read and they think they're really tapping into spirit and the higher, you know, your higher spirit, whatever you want to call it, universal energy, when they're not, but they don't know it. And that's what bothers me. So that's what we were talking about before I got cut off on my show, and I did a whole big speech on it, and nobody heard it. But, you know, people read.
Aww.
There are readers that read on your that read on your fears and not your
right.
hopes, dreams, wishes, and timeline. So have you run into any of them that do that, that have read your fears versus your timeline?
Unfortunately, too many of them.
okay.
John, I love you. Yeah, honey. Well, you know
Let me add something here, okay, about the positive and negative. I know we started out with about, you know, like sometimes that readers and people give you, you know, positive, negative energy and you go, oh, ow. But this is my spirit guide who loves the movies. There's a movie called The Last Witch Hunter, which Vin Diesel, which I really like. And there's
oh,
a scene
I like
in
that
there.
Too.
Oh, I know. There's a scene in there when they said, talk about elemental magic. And they said that it's either neither good nor bad. And you know how sometimes our higher self will put us in a challenging and awful situation in order for us to grow. So, you know, our first, like, oh my God, we're hearing all this bad thing. I think it's the delivery sometimes.
It's the delivery, Susan. Sometimes you are reading the fears of people. I know that because of what happened this summer. And what happens is the reader doesn't feel like they're reading negatively. They think they're helping you. So that's the thing. You just have to be aware of, and you don't have to listen to it.
Well
John,
Go ahead. Well, I've definitely gotten a reading before where, let's put it this way. I used to read myself, but living in the state of North Carolina, because of all of the negativity and because of the people that were actually coming to me, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I went through a period. I went through a period like that, too. I mean, this was about maybe 10 years ago, where all of a sudden everything that was coming out of my cards and my mouth was like blah, 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 blah. And I went, okay, I'm obviously going through some kind of shift here. And I stopped. And it was an issue that my fear, there was something that I fear was coming up so much that my higher self wanted me to see that I was projecting it on everyone else. I admire that you can read for yourself because I don't even go there.
Wait a minute, John. I think it's backwards. I think what you're saying is the people that were coming to you were really negative, correct?
Well, expecting me to read off their fears, and I didn't do that, and I didn't give that kind of a reading. So, and I point out people's strong points and try and help them build on that. And the people that were coming to me weren't used to that kind of thing. They were used to people reading their fears and kind of playing into their fears.
Did I not hear you say that you read for yourself though? Did I not hear
no.
you that?
No, in fact, that's why I'm calling, because I can't read for myself.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's my hearing.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Give me a minute here. I got to tell you something. I'm so happy you called, because you are the epitome of why I'm telling everybody this, because I won't let anybody on this show read negative, because – I can pick them up right away, and so can Susan. So, and anybody else that I have here always reads in the light. So I get you so much, and you're the perfect caller because, you know, I got to tell you something, John. Sometimes people don't understand that we're all connected. We're absolutely all connected. But who are we connected to is what you've got to ask. So,
yeah.
Like, there were some negative readers. there were some negative readers, and I kept saying, you're pulling up the elemental energies, you're pulling up the impish energies. And they would say, no, no. And I would say, okay, well, every fear that this person had, you brought up. And are you going to tell me you weren't reading their fear? You're reading their hopes, dreams, and wishes? So, or their timeline
right.
is really what we're here to do. But nobody can read for themselves. I won't say nobody, but very few can read. In fact, Susan can't read for herself, and I can't read for mine. So we always ask people, you know, or each other. But so what can we do for you, John? And you know what? I need to talk to you.
Yes. Yeah, before you go forward, let me tell you why we can't read for ourselves. Is it because I pound on myself going, you shoulda, woulda, coulda, and Bonnie has her head in the clouds going, it's like, oh, I haven't done anything wrong.
Yes, I always think, see, I reign princess energy, and I can't help it, so I never think I'm wrong. But and I always can't understand why other people think I am. But I also have to tell you what Susan didn't tell you. She was in North Carolina, and she didn't read either for a period of time because of the people and the energy where she was, too. I don't think she heard that. And that is because, I don't know if it was maybe because they're beautiful mountains, but maybe the mountains are blocking some of that energy.
No.
But
North Carolina, in the mountains, it's a different spiritual. But there are certain areas of North Carolina that it's very heavy, dense energy.
Yeah.
And no matter what, John,
she understands.
I could not break through that dense energy. So I just stopped reading in North Carolina. I just did my online and phone because, I mean, I just, there's just something about certain areas of North Carolina. I think it's because it's a financial state and everybody's
right.
materialistic and they don't want to go any farther than that.
Oh, I love that kind of energy.
Okay, don't get me wrong.
I love that.
North Carolina really has some beautiful areas. The mountains, in fact.
Oh,
we're kidding.
Asheville? Oh,
Asheville
my God.
Asheville is my favorite spot probably on the East Coast, really.
Yeah.
It really is gorgeous. And the energy in Asheville is amazing. You want to talk about fifth dimension. Whew. You want to talk about aliens? They're there. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to my show, John? I had the guy who's the expert on aliens. I've had two of them, Tom Carey and David Campione. They're going to come back. But all right, can you please let John talk? He needs to tell us a story. So you love Asheville, and I have never been there, but I dream to go there. So
I do, and I really like the energy in that part of the state. I am in Wilmington, and I'm on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right on at Wrightsville Beach area, Carolina Beach area.
That's not too bad.
It's pretty. The energy's pretty thick and very dense here, for sure. I can feel it. I can feel it. As soon as I get like across certain like meridians that come through North Carolina, I feel the energy. I feel it immediately. Like as soon as I go west, I feel much lighter, much more freer, and happier. As soon as I get closer to this ocean, which is weird for me because I'm a Pisces. I'm a double Pisces, sun and moon.
So when I get here, I love the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte's the worst. I mean, I literally stayed in my room. I mean, literally.
Well, that's really
now,
where I'm
ending
up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She does have a hearing. Sometimes Susan can hear real well, and sometimes she can't. I have to tell him that, Susan. So just because sometimes, like, talking over me is okay, but sometimes she only does that because she sometimes can't hear. So just
I don't look at it that way. I look at it that sometimes I say things that spirit is meant for me to say, whether I hear what you say or not. You know?
I love it. I love it, Susan. But go ahead, John. So tell us
the density.
Why do you
and
live
that,
there then? Yeah,
well,
why
and
do
that's
you
the
live
thing.
There? Like, why don't you?
Well, the past 2 years, my marriage, my financial situation, my career, which is pretty much everything's stagnant. I mean, so stagnant to the point where, yeah, I don't even want to leave my room because, and that's why I'm calling, because, I mean, things have to break, especially I'm hoping when this new moon energies really shift for me because I can't take the depression anymore.
What sign are you, John?
Well, he told Pisces. You he's a double Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh, double Pisces. Okay. A double Pisces.
I'm going to tell you what I think, but I'm going to let Susan tell you because she'll tell you first. She's obviously got something for you. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to go first.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Susan. I so appreciate that. You know what? I've got to tell you something, and you're not going to love what I'm going to tell you, but first of all, it is going to get much better. But you've been hit all water signs. I happen to be a Cancer, so I know this. And my daughter's a Scorpio. All water signs have been, since January, hit so badly that some of us are looking at not wanting to recover. And I have heard from more people like you that their soul is tired. And I'm like, no, you can't. We're at the end. So I have to tell you that I know things are going to change because the energy of after this new moon, and, you know, energies work 3 weeks one way, 3 weeks the other, and take a little motion time. But this is the year you are going to recover, John. How old are you, can I ask?
I'm 44.
Oh, Susan, go for it. Susan!
Yes, I'm sorry. I drifted. I'm sorry. Yeah, what was that?
He's 44. He's 40. He's a double-digit year. He's
oh
in the
my
middle,
God.
Right at probably beginning of Decryon Return.
He's 33?
44.
Well, that's not a double-digit year, honey. 33 is a double-digit year. But you just came out of a double-digit year. So it's
no,
like...
44 is... She can't hear. 44 is a double-digit year. 44,
oh,
33,
I thought you said, okay,
55.
Okay, 44. I thought you said 34. Okay. Yes.
No.
Double-digit years are the most life-changing years that you have. It forces you to make change in every area of your life.
Yeah.
And the first place that it goes is stagnation. Okay, so literally what it is that you are in a place where you are, your higher self is saying every part of your life, which you're feeling stagnant, not moving, you need to look at it. And it doesn't mean like that you have to get rid of it or, you know, because you're also in a soul window where you're coming into you're looking at your life with more maturity, okay, and letting go of young man's illusions. So it's about redoing, rethinking, and asking yourself what really makes you happy. Where do you live? You know, where do you want to live that will really make you happy? What is it that you love or loved about your marriage that isn't there anymore? Maybe you want to bring that back up again. You know, that's the year that you're in. And so you're getting kind of double whammy because you're kind of an in-between soul window where you're in about 2-3 more years, you're getting ready to start what they call Cryon Return. And if you think, if you don't do something about it now, when you hit that Cryon Return about 47, 48 or anything, the universe will do it for you.
Do it for you.
All right, your higher self will do it for you. Say, well, you know, he wasn't proactive about this. He's still kind of sitting there going, you know, what? You know? And so, okay, well, we're going to change this and change that and give you this opportunity, take this one away, move this one and everything. And then you have no choice. But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, John. I need to know what you do, because what I feel like is it's like you it's because you're so watery and because you're so, you know, I hate to say this, but you're really emotionally attached. You've got so much water and emotion flowing that I don't think sometimes you see that, which I don't either, but you don't see the ground, which means because your emotions float on the water so much, you don't see what's really beneath you. And I feel like there's something that you're not seeing at work that you can do that, whoa, like a light bulb moment is going to hit you. And they're giving me 5 to 6. So if they give me 5 to 6, that means 5 to 6 weeks, 5 to 6 months. But something you are going, a light bulb, what do you do? Can I ask?
Well, I'm a musician.
Oh, I say that I knew it because.
Well, I say that reluctantly. It goes like,
right, because,
I heard
well,
that.
It, because it's a double, I know, it's a double-edged sword for you. Yeah.
Well, it goes like this.
Go ahead.
I had very unsupportive parents as a child.
Uh-huh.
But I like any instrument you put in my hands, I mean any instrument you put in my hands, give me 10 minutes, I can play any song you want on it. But I was forced, at say 18, I was kicked out of the house. And so then I put myself through culinary school. And
oh,
became,
I love you.
Well, I became a chef, but then when I woke up about 9 years ago and started paying attention to food, I had to get out of the industry because I realized it was all about my ego. It was all about me manipulating people to get them to do what I needed them to do when I needed them to do it. And it was all about my ego. So when I stepped out of the cooking world, that's when I threw myself into the metaphysical world. And here in North Carolina, it really didn't work out for me very well as a medium. So I had put all of my music abilities on hold pretty much all my life. And I realized, wait a second, the only reason I wanted to be a chef was because I was looking for my parents' approval. I still never got that, even though I was a private chef for Robert Redford, Calista Flockhart, and I mean, the list can go, Dan Aykroyd. I mean, I was a private chef for these people, but I don't do that anymore.
Well, wait, John, I have to tell you something. My son is a chef. You know, you're I hope, I wanted him to be a doctor, and he ended up being a chef, okay? And I am going to tell you, I'm not thrilled, but I'm happy for him because I see the artist work coming out in him. So I know what you're saying, but what I feel like is you didn't marry all three ingredients. You didn't marry the chef, the metaphysical, and the musical, because if you would have married them, this is what I'm hearing from spirit, so this isn't me. If you married them, what an unbelievable gift you give this world. I have to tell you, food is absolutely manipulation. It's about making people feel good. So when you do that, it's not about your ego. It's about how they feel when you do serve them that
well
kind
put.
Of a feel.
Well
okay.
Put.
Now,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, now, John, your music, you had every availability with those people to have done something with music and with food. You didn't, they keep saying you needed to have married the two. Metaphysical is who you are. It's what you are. We're spirit, and that always resonates through you. So what you did really when you quit being a chef is that you think it's because of the ego. Actually, quitting was because of the ego. What you should have done was realize, and believe me, I'm not lecturing you. This is from spirit. You should have married all of your abilities because, wow, music makes everybody's heart sing. Food makes everyone feel good. And metaphysical is who we are. Just think of the power that spirit gave you to make a difference in everybody's life that you touched. So please, I feel like there's something you're missing, and part of it is understanding what you're here for and not understanding what you think you're here for. So I hope that when you look at what you're going to do, and I'm sorry, I can't help this because they're just saying this to me, but I see so much of what your potential was and is. And, oh, my gosh, you mix the ego up with spirit. But because when you make people feel good, mind, body, and soul, and that's what food is, you are giving to the world back from Mother Gaia, back from spirit, and music makes the world go round. So when I say that I saw that there's something that's going to spark you, this is going to be it. And it's how you're going to put it together. And that's why you're depressed.
Well, I'm depressed.
I hope you understand.
The food industry where I live is horrible, horrible. And I had to get out of it, because the pay was terrible.
Yes.
and so were the hours.
Here's the difference in the new energy that we're in right now. And what I'm hearing is that I keep on trying. I try this and try that and try this and try that. And it's like nothing's working out here. The new energy of the Aquarius, which we came out of Pisces in 2012, it's like this new energy is different in terms of how you ask for assistance, okay? Before, the energy was more a male ego energy where it's like, show me how I can fix this, how I need to do this. Now in the Aquarius energy is bringing us into the one energy that we're all one together, okay? And it's like, so, love that. Thank you. I really appreciate that support wherever that
I had to do it.
Didn't that sound like a heavenly applause? I loved it. But it is about when you ask for assistance, it's about asking, bring to me the people that show me what I need to do, that bring to me to give me that opportunity to drop it into my lap. Bring to me, open all the doors for me and the assistance that I need that I can do this versus how do I do this? Show me what I need to do. And what it is that we're bringing soul families together as one energy, which is what we are, and all of a sudden you meet the right person with the right opportunity and the door opens, someone shows up in life. That's the new energy, and that's what I tell everybody in reading. That
I really needed to hear that.
How do I do this?
I keep waking up every day going, what do I need to do? And I keep getting a blank. I keep getting blank.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
You have to ask the universe.
Yes. You ask the universe to show up, bring you the assistance, bring you that person, give you the opportunity. Open that door for me. And because it's not all about family, soul family becoming one, helping one another.
So it's more of a feminine energy about receiving, not doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the thing is, I gotta tell you, John, we're not anchored or glued to a place. We're anchored and glued to our heart. So wherever, I mean, what they're showing me is you could have, like, I went to Kentucky, you know, Louisville, Kentucky. They have these little restaurants. They're like for some reason, they have a big chef school there. I don't know what it's called because it's not one that my son went to. And everybody that graduates seems to open their own restaurant, but they're these little tiny restaurants, like 6-10 tables, and they're
right,
all like homegrown, and they all have their name of their chef out. And in fact, there is three restaurants that win unbelievable awards. One's called Game, the other one, which I don't like because it's meat, but the other one is Lamu, and that was meat too. I cried when I saw Bessie sitting next to me. And then they had one called which actually did have some vegetarian dishes on it. It was called Mussels and Burger, and he won. I think he's not a Michelin, but maybe he's a James Beard Award. But they, if you look at them, they, and some of them are open only till 4. Some of them are open from 4, but they're not. Now Mussels and Burger is a big bar, but the other ones, some of them are little, and you can, and looking at like where you love in Asheville, that's what they have. So I know that there's going to be, when you think about what we've said, you're going to take your talents of all your skills, from mediumship to cooking to music, and you're going to keep, and you know the word marry is in cooking. You marry this flavor and that flavor.
Yep.
And not that my son uses it, but there's something you have to do. It's in your blood, and you've got to get the mojo back, because it makes a difference, John, in yourself,
definitely,
in your family, and in people. And I don't know why I'm screaming.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the right person showing up and saying, oh, my God,
yeah,
I want to do the same thing. Let's do this together. You know, I mean, that's what the Aquarius energy is. Or, you know, you are just the person I have been looking for. It's like,
yes,
would you be interested in? That's what Aquarius energy is.
Right
and
on.
You want to hear something? My son wanted to be the chef for Michael Jordan, and I'm like, right. But you know what? My son is becoming an unbelievable chef. Did I want him to be a chef? No. The hours stink, and the pay is just not something I can live with. But you know what? He'll make it work, because he's talented like you are. He wants it like you did. And what you had is you found other talents, and you want to bring them with you. So I know you can make this
and he
work
never
out 90
listens
seconds,
to
John.
Anything that you tell him.
Thing you say. He's a Sagittarius. Anyway, John, I will ask you to call back if you can, and you don't have a job, on Wednesday. Both Susan and I will be here. Tomorrow I have Jerry on. You're more than welcome to call in, because we'd love to talk with you, chat with you. We bring all kinds of metaphysical subjects to the table. But you are a blessing here, and you've got to know that.
Yeah,
well,
wonderful.
Thank you so
energy.
Much.
Wonderful.
Thank
you
very much.
You have shamanic energy, which is,
I
get chills all over. You're here to, when you get in your 50s, you're going to be of service and do great things. I mean, in whatever area that may be.
Awesome.
Oh, I have spirit here. I have spirit here with me. You've got a lot of, I've got spirit
lot
here.
Of
do
support.
You do mediumship?
A lot of support.
Yeah, a lot of support. Do you do mediumship?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you must know who's here, because they're in fact, they're showing me, it's really weird. I keep hearing a friend. So there's got to be a friend in spirit. And they're here.
I can hear them right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, and you said you're not a medium.
Yeah.
He's banging
around.
Well,
he said he was a medium. Yeah.
Banging around in my attic. Yep.
Yeah.
And
he always does that
whenever he comes around. Yes.
He's trying to get your attention. He wants you to know, this is what he's saying. It's really crazy, because I don't talk like a guy, but he's saying, I love you, man. I love you, man. And so I don't know who that was. Go ahead.
He was my best friend all throughout. We were in a band together. We were in our 20s.
Yeah.
He crossed over probably about 7 years ago. Yeah. But yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I see him in the band.
That's cool.
But let me tell you. Yeah, he wants you to succeed. You succeeding is taking him with you, is what he's showing me. So please, honey, please, get it back. Whatever you got to do, make it work, because you can. Okay?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
I got a ton of what I definitely maybe not have wanted to hear, but needed to. So thank you.
You're welcome. We hope we hear from you again, John. Please
call. You definitely will.
Thank you. And then when
you
call, you better be ready to bring our spirits through. In fact, I'm going to give you. We'll talk. If you call in on Wednesday, actually, go to BonnieAlbersOnAir.com and send me a little note. My email is BAlbers, which is my last name, at AOL, 714@AOL.com. I want to chat with you as far as I want to see what your talent is. Come on and bring, let's talk, let's discuss things, and let's put you on the show.
Sounds good. I would love
it. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We would
too.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you for sharing your energy with us. It was wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I love your friend too. Namaste, my friend.
Namaste to you.
Namaste. Oh, she said it
right.
Well, oh, my God. She said it right.
I did. Well, everyone, we are officially been off the air. I want to thank everybody for being in chat. Thank you. I know we didn't get to any of the other callers, but John, you just captivated us. So everyone, please join us tomorrow at 1:00, same time. And we've got Jerry Humphreys right from the UK. Susan will be back with us on Wednesday, as well as Gregory Scott, who's going to read our horoscopes. Hey, and you know what? I got to tell you something, John. Wednesday, I got somebody on that he reads your midheaven. It's what you're here for. So
nice.
That would be something very interesting for you.
Yeah,
he'll be on at 2:00. Call in and I will pick you up.
Cool. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome.
You're
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. I will see you back here tomorrow. Susan, you are a lifesaver, and I love you. Bye, everyone.
Love you, too. Bye, everyone.